Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Today's program is proudly brought to you by Culture City, a for-purpose organization that provides a place of acceptance and support for all autism families. For more information, visit culturecity.org.
This is Michael Harlan Turkel, host of The Food Scene. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on the Heritage Radio Network. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. My column, Ask a Clean Person, appears on Deadspin.com, and my guest today is Deadspin's own Diana Moskovitz. Hi, Diana.
Hi, Jolie.
I'm really happy that you're here in New York with us. Diana is an LA-based writer for Deadspin, and so we don't get to see her face that often. We get to see her just typing in Slack and taking down the man. Let me tell you a little bit more about those takedowns that Diana does. Diana is a staff writer at Deadspin, mm-hmm. where she has written about the organization No More, which is the NFL's sham domestic violence partner. She's written about how Las Vegas authorities hid Floyd Mayweather's history of beating up women. And she has also written about the first woman who accused Bill Cosby of sexual assault. Diana does not joke around. We're all a little scared of Diana, but we like her very, very much. She also wanted me to note that she has somehow managed to work at Deadspin for more than a year without writing a single post about poop. But Diana, that's because that's my beat.
I'm just trying to be polite. I didn't want to infringe on anyone's territory. You know, trying to play nice.
Yeah, leave the poop to me.
Yes.
I'm qualified. And I can handle it. In her spare time, Diana reads, and she worries way too much about her two cats. And the cats are what we're here to talk about today. I went back and forth, actually, Diana, about what topic I was going to pick for when I had you here in the studio. And I thought, oh, maybe I would take the Greg Howard approach and pick like a really dead spinny topic. I had Greg come on to talk about pit stains, and I thought maybe I would subject you to, you know, to testicular washing or some other such really primal dead spinny type topic. And I thought, no. And then I thought maybe we'd get girly, and maybe we'd talk about jewelry since you're engaged and you have a pretty engagement ring. And then I was like, no, we can't do that. Also, because it's like, I mean, we are both girly, but like, we're not that kind of gal. and I like didn't want to give the impression that the women of Deadspin just wanted to sit around and talk about jewelry. But then the thing is, we don't. That's like not what we talk about. So I settled back on the cats because I know you have them.
I do love my cats.
I know you do.
I love my cats.
And I'm glad that you said that because it leads right into the standard disclaimer I have to give about cats before I say anything about cats, before I get the hate mail from the cat people. I love that you love your cats. I don't hate cats, guys. I don't. Cats are really messy, though, and it's kind of funny. And it's funny to me for sort of two reasons. One, it's funny to laugh at you people who have these animals that you love so much who just really do terrible, terrible things to your homes.
Oh,
and then also it's funny because oftentimes the cats do it deliberately, and I love that. I love that about cats. It's my favorite thing about cats.
I like that they're
evil and manipulative, and I identify with them. So anyway, but standard disclaimer for the cat people. I don't hate your cats. I love that you love your cats. I also very much love to make fun of you. So that's what we're going to do. I tease because I love. So don't get upset with me. This is not an indictment of you as a cat lover.
I'm here for you, cat people.
Light ribbing. We are also, in addition to talking about cat issues, we are also going to take on a dog issue. This would be equal opportunity.
Okay.
and I think Diana knows this, and longtime readers of Ask a Clean Person and probably listeners of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast, know this too, that I am a dog person. I love doggies. Dog, 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 dog. So I'm probably going to talk in like my dog voice. I do that. Anyway, let's get right into the questions. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. We've got some good ones, actually. I'm going to have Diana read them. So I'm going to have you read question one from Jack.
Okay. Hi, Jack.
Not our Jack, not Jack, our engineer and executive producer.
Yeah, I don't have pets.
Good. Keep it that way. I mean, you have us. You have the host.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we're a lot of radio pets.
Yeah, so. we're pet enough.
He doesn't need more pets. Hi, clean person.
Hi.
I just moved into a new apartment with my old cat. The apartment has beige carpeting. Oh,
yeah,
and my cat has
already,
a sensitive stomach. Oh, I know exactly where this one's going. I think you can see where this is going. Oh, can I, Jack? So to the point, how do you get cat vomit stains out of carpeting? I was thinking of using OxyClean.
Aw, old man cat.
Oh,
like old man cat, like kills me.
I have a cat with a sensitive stomach. So
do you?
This might be too much information, but I do because she's part long hair.
Okay.
And she has a sensitive stomach. There's nothing wrong with her. She has a sensitive stomach.
Some people do, and some cats do. That's like the nature of life. And some stomachs are more sensitive than others.
Yeah. So I am with Jack. This is a tough one.
Oh, good. Well, I'm hoping that you'll maybe have some wisdom to share. I mean, I have a lot of wisdom to share.
Yeah. I will say that OxyClean is good.
Okay.
I've used it in the past. OxyClean is good. Big fans of OxyClean. Yeah. I mean, the trick I found with those was that it wasn't so much the product so much as just getting to it quickly.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm actually a big fan of OxyClean, which I've used quite a bit. And I've also sometimes used Resolve. But for me, more so, it's just about having something you like and getting to it quickly.
Exactly.
You know, timing is everything.
I'm glad you said that so that I didn't have to say it, because that really is that is the key to cleaning up any kind of pet messes or human messes. So I want to say that a lot of the things that I'm going to say today are applicable for not just pet messes, but for human messes. In a way, human urine, feces, vomit is not dissimilar to pet urine, feces, vomit. So if you are a parent of a small child, or if you are a college student, you might want to listen to this one, even if you don't have pets, because you might find some tips in here that are very helpful for you. So let's get into some more specific things. Like Diana said, get to it immediately if you can. Of course, that's not always realistic. Sometimes the accidents happen while you're out of the house, whether at work or socializing, or I don't know what else, you might be at court. If you're one of the people who Diana writes about, you'd be at court.
I like to think of them as coming home presents.
Yeah.
That's what I tell myself. Oh, welcome home. Yeah. Or when you're asleep, which actually happened to me. Oh gosh, the morning before I flew here to New York, and you're half awake and the lighting's half on, and you know, there's just that special moment.
Oh,
that special moment.
Did you step in it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No.
And the worst part is...
And you willingly have these things in your home.
Well, the worst part is that there's this moment, especially... I'm literally half awake. My alarm has just gone off. And so everything's moving a little bit slower. And so I start to put my foot down and I can feel it, but I can't stop it. Really, like, I can't stop the motion. There's this moment where I'm like, there's a hairball beneath my foot, isn't there? Yeah, there is. Good morning to me.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. All right. Hopefully the rest of you aren't stepping on these things, although I know you are because I get your email. So the first thing to do is to pick up or absorb as much as of the matter, whether it's vomit or urine or feces. Pick up or absorb as much of it as you can with paper towels or with rags. In the case of, I mentioned rags in this case, usually paper towels are just easier, right? They're disposable. You grab a whole bunch of them. Rags are a little dirtier to work with. But in the case of this question. I'm mentioning the rags because it's an elderly cat, and this seems, it sounds like this is a recurring problem. And it may be that just for cost wise and waste wise, that this person wants to sort of create a little rag pile that just gets dedicated to cleaning up cat messes. But generally speaking, yeah, paper towels are going to be easier, less gross, so on and so forth. So the next thing to do after you've cleaned up as much of the matter as you can, is that you want to treat the stains with something, as Diana said. Sort of, it matters a little bit less what you're using. Just find something you like and stick with it. Generally speaking, with any kind of pet mess, you want to use an enzymatic cleaner, which is going to counteract what is a protein stain. The urine, the feces, the vomit are all protein stains. So an enzymatic cleaner is a thing that you want. A very good one that I have mentioned before in this program is Nature's Miracle. That is a liquid. It comes in a spray bottle. You can certainly use that. There are, however, plenty of other options on the market. Resolve is just a standard carpet cleaner. That's a very good one. There are loads and loads of other pet mess products and enzymatic stain treatment products out there. I do want to mention that one specific Nature's Miracle product, because the vomit smell is so strong. It sounds like this is happening often. There's a Nature's Miracle product called Odor Destroyer. This Jack might want to look into that. Okay. The other thing beyond that is, it is not a bad idea when you have a pet, particularly one who either has a sensitive stomach like Diana's cat, or is elderly like Jack's cat, or is just an asshole like so many of your other cats. It's not a bad idea to invest in a vacuum that can handle these kinds of messes. So, of course, when you think of pets, you think of their and vacuums, you think of their hair. But there are pet vacuums that are essentially shop vacs or wet dry vacs for pet messes. And those are very good things. So I want to mention a couple of brand names for you. First of all, Bissell, which is a manufacturer of all kinds of different vacuums, offers so many of these little sort of wet dry vacs for pets. And it's funny that they offer so many. The price range can vary dramatically. When I looked yesterday, the models I was looking at were between $50 and $150. A few names to look for. The SpotBot is one good one. The Little Green Monster is another one. That actually, people who listened to the season one episode about cleaning up car messes will recall that Freddie Hernandez suggested using a Little Green Monster for cleaning car upholstery, car interior upholstery. And he mentioned that he actually picked one up used and spent, I think he said, about $20 on it. So if the Little Green Monster, when I looked yesterday, was about $90, if that's too spendy. Go ahead and look and see if you can find a used one somewhere. I think Freddie said he got his at like a yard sale, but you know, look elsewhere. There is another Bissell product that I'm going to admit that I'm basically mentioning because the name made me laugh. It is called the Positively, P-A-W-S, Positively. Aww. Positively Clean Yikes Compact Deep Cleaner.
That's a good name.
It's a good name.
It's a good name.
It doesn't really roll off the tongue, but Positively Clean really did make me laugh. So there you go. Those are things to look into. The last thing I want to mention. Oh, I'm very excited about this one. Because this is one of those weirdo things that, like, weirdo clean person Jolie knows about and gets excited about, but probably normal people don't know about. There is a category of product out in the world called vomit absorbent.
Oh. I can also testify that Jolie looks really excited right now. I just want everyone to know she has a glimmer in her eye.
I am.
A really big smile. She is genuinely thrilled to be bringing us this news.
I'm so excited about vomit absorbent. In fact, I was so excited about it that I usually do all my podcast prep on Tuesdays in the morning, and I did that. And then I was so intrigued by the vomit absorbent, which I knew about, but I wanted to like look into more, that I saved a couple of open tabs for when I got into bed last night so that I could really have some quiet time to research the vomit absorbent. So my husband and I are sitting in bed last night watching the Real Housewives of Orange County reunion, which was amazing. And while I was Googling and jotting little notes on my notepad about vomit absorbent, and my poor husband looked over and he saw this in like my big handwriting at the top of a page, cat vomit on carpet. He's like, Julie, in bed, really?
So romantic. It was so romantic.
He's very supportive of my career, I have to say. So anyway, so let's talk about vomit absorbent. There are vomit absorbent products that are made specifically for pets. Nature's Miracle used to make one. It looks like it's been discontinued. I'm disappointed in that. And I would love to hear from any of you out there if you know of other brands that are specifically for pet vomit. But there's one brand called Ecos. Ecos is actually a very good eco-friendly brand. They make a lot of products like laundry detergent and dish soap that are green, eco-friendly, so on and so forth. They make this product called Eco's Powdered Pickup Sponge. That's specifically for pets. But there also are just vomit absorbents that are for general use, whether it's human or pet vomit, or I guess like alien vomit. And oftentimes you see them labeled for school use, which makes a lot of sense if you think about it, right? School-age kids are like puking constantly. So the thing is about the school ones is that they tend to come in bulk. So be aware when you're looking online at places like Amazon to check the size of what you're buying, because you could end up with a 10-pound bag of vomit absorbent, and that seems excessive. I hope it's excessive. Anyway, but there's a two brand names to mention to you. One is called SuperSorb, SuperSorb. SuperSorb. That comes in a 12-ounce canister. I've seen that before. So that's a pretty small container. There's, excuse me, another one. This is another really good name. It's called Oops Vomit and Smelly Mess Liquid Absorbent and Deodorizer.
Oh.
Smelly Mess.
Another good name. They've really Smelly put mess. A lot of thought into these.
Yeah. So anyway, so there are some for you to think about. So if you do have a pet that has a sensitive stomach or is old, or you just are getting a new pet, it may not be a bad idea to invest in one of these products. Also really think about investing in one of those vacuums. This is a great time for Diana and I to take a quick break. We will come back in just a minute and we will take another question about cleaning up pet messes in the home. I'm Julie Kerr. And this is Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Break music today, courtesy of Keto. We'll be right back.
To heaven, woke to my hearing from harbor and neighborhood, and the mussel pool and the heron.
Hi, this is Dave Arnold from Cooking Issues, and I'm here to talk to you about the Museum of Food and Drink, which is finally getting a brick-and-mortar space right here in Brooklyn, New York. So the Museum of Food and Drink is opening the MOFAD Lab, our first laboratory and gallery space, where we will be putting on an exhibition called Making It or Faking It, the history of the flavor industry. And it tackles a very important topic, which is how the food system got to be the way it is now as a result of the intervention of the flavor industry, how that happened. Get your tickets at tickets.mofad.org to come see the first exhibit ever of the Museum of Food and Drink at the MOFAD Lab, brought to you by Infinity on 62 Bay.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Art Street.
Today's program is proudly brought to you by Culture City, a for-purpose organization that provides a place of acceptance and support for all autism families. This is Culture City's founder, Julian Maha.
Culture City was really born out of necessity. You know, it was born when my, currently six-year-old boy was diagnosed with autism. His name is Abram and he's nonverbal. And even though my wife and I were both physicians at the time, it was really hard for us to find any resources at that point to help him. All the other organizations out there that we know of, they do phenomenal work, but their main focus is basically finding a cure for autism. Our main focus is basically trying to prepare the community to accept not only children with autism, but their families as well. You know, in addition to that, we also want to provide help to these families in the here and now. You know, so tangible things like, you know, iPads for nonverbal kids, you know, financial scholarships, therapy scholarships, you know, art camps, and also some lecture series that can teach parents about, you know, dietary issues, you know, how to financially plan and things like that.
For more information, visit culturecity.org.
Hi, welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Jolie Kerr. I'm here today with Deadspin's Diana Moskovitz.
Hello.
Hello. And we've been talking about pet messes.
Woohoo.
Maybe we should have been talking about, like, NFL messes. Darn
it.
It
is the season.
Total missed opportunity on my part.
That would be awkward because they would be questions like, how do I fix my brain?
Yeah.
I can't answer little tougher. Those. Little tougher.
I can't answer that. We could tell Tom Brady how to clean his Uggs.
We could.
I know how to do that.
There was the Florida player. This was last year who shit his pants.
Pants pooper.
Yeah, that would have been good. Pretty sure he transferred.
After
that. I hope I'm remembering that right.
I could have helped him.
I apologize.
I could have helped him. Like, I mean, yeah, poop is my beat.
But there's a lot of poop. There's a lot of grass. There's a lot of dirt.
Yeah.
And Uggs. If you're Tom.
Ugh. That's what I think of Tom Brady. Which should make everyone so happy since I'm from Boston and I'm saying that. Oh, I have to say, he's become so evil that I've sort of like come back around on him, because I always root for the bad guy.
Now he's
like
evil.
I always rooted for Gargamel to defeat those blasted Smurfs. Like, that's my personality type.
You were that kid.
I feel like listeners of this show really learn a whole lot about me. And how truly odd I am. I assume that everyone just knows I'm odd because of what I do for a living. This is no one normal could do this job.
But
no one normal would want to do this job. Yeah. And no one normal would want to do it with the gusto with which I do it.
But we need people like you for the rest of us. For the rest of us.
That's true indeed. Someone else who needs me.
Yes.
Is LW, who asks our second question of the day, which I'm also going to have you read. I picked this one because it involves my favorite kind of dog. Involves dachshunds.
So this was bias. This was
Total bias.
Total bias. Total bias. Dog bias.
I have such dog bias. Well, and I have dachshund bias too. I mean, I'm like, okay. I'm very specific.
So long as you're open about it, that makes it
okay. I do. I love a dachshund. I tell people this all the time. In fact, people oftentimes who ask me questions on Twitter, about their dogs, if they have dachshunds, they know not only to mention it, but to include photos for me. And I get very, very excited about seeing the photos. So if you have a dachshund, if you have any kind of dog, except a corgi, I hate corgis. It's weird. I hate corgis. Oh my God, the internet. Oh, why did I just say that? I can't take it back. This is live. The internet's going to come after me. Yeah, I hate corgis.
The corgis.
The corgi people and the cat people are going to come after me. Yep. That's fine.
They're going to form a union together.
Yeah, it's going to be terrible. But yeah, if you have adorable doggies, by all means, tweet photos or email photos to me. I love seeing your doggies. Doggy, 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 doggy.
Okay. So this is from LW. Help. I have a micro suede corduroy couch that I've had for about 6 years. My 9-month-old dachshund, who is house trained, flipped out during a severe thunder or lightning storm, ran into the apartment, and peed on the couch.
Oh, the poor dog.
I soaked up the urine, tried to use water and rags to wash what I could, then did some nature's miracle, but my couch still smells like serious pee. Please help, since this is the only place to sit other than the bed.
Oh, poor dog. Oh. I will tell you, I actually wrote back to that person when I got the email because wherever it was that LW is residing must be fairly close to where I live because the night before we also got a thunder and lightning storm. And I wrote back and I said, oh, the poor dog. It's okay. I got scared during the storm and I peed too. But I did add that I got up to use the bathroom. I made it to the toilet in that case.
That makes it a little bit easier.
Okay. So, poor dachshund.
Oh, God.
LW did send me some photos. It's a very cute doggy. Okay. So, first thing, just like with the cat vomit on the carpet, if you can, the faster you get to it, the better. If you get to it when it's happening or as it's just happened, absorb as much of the pee as you can using paper towels or rags. Again, probably paper towels are going to be best. Once you've absorbed all of the liquid that you possibly can, then you want to start treating with the Nature's Miracle. So I'm actually wondering if by using the water first, if LW might have flooded the urine and made it spread, and that's why she's having such a hard time getting the smell out. So absorb as much as you can. Don't use water for that. Just use dry paper towels because you want to absorb liquid. Then use the Nature's Miracle. LW is another person who I think should look into the odor destroyer version of Nature's
Odor Destroyer.
Yeah, of Nature's Miracle. There's another product that I want to mention, mostly because the name, I'm totally going to level with you, that's called Urine Off. Urine Off. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's direct to the point. Conveys.
Clear message. I mean, you know, look, the thing is, like, Nature's Miracle is really good and basically everybody recommends it. If it's not working for you, try something else. So I want to give alternatives. If the smell still remains, I think LW should just do one more pass at it. Sometimes it just takes two passes of cleaning. This is especially true with pet messes. So sometimes you just got to go at it a second time, and that's fine. Go ahead and do it. Doesn't mean you did anything wrong the first time. But if there really is a persistent smell, you've cleaned up the staining and all there is just sort of a residual piddly smell. I think it's a good time now to go into a powdered deodorizer. Baking soda is the easiest and most obvious one. Sprinkle a very liberal amount on your dry couch. Make sure it's dry because otherwise you're going to have wet baking soda. It's going to turn paste-like and it's going to be a whole mess, blah, blah, blah. So sprinkle a liberal amount. Let it sit. Arm & Hammer recommends 15 minutes. I think that sounds a little bit thin. I would say that if you can, try to leave it for at least an hour.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
well, especially when
maybe take the dog, like sprinkle it, take the dog for a long Sunday walk and play in the park.
Yeah, you need to give baking powder time.
Yeah.
And especially when
I don't find it to be as strong as people like to say it is in terms of its odor-absorbing power.
And it can't hurt. It's not something where, oh, no, you left the baking powder on for too long.
Right, exactly.
So why not
just leave it and get the effect? Yeah, exactly. So then after, I would say an hour, just vacuum it up. You can use a dustpan and hand broom to sweep it away if you want. It's probably, however, going to, depending on the nap of your couch, this is probably not going to be a problem with micro suede or microfiber, but it is probably going to be a problem with any other kinds of naps. It might grind the powder into the fabric. So vacuum is probably the easiest way. If you can use the hose and or crevice attachments, probably ideal. If you use a brush attachment, is fine. Upholstery attachment is fine, but the powder will get stuck in the bristles, so you'll need to wipe that off a couple times as you go, which is also fine. Like, it's just baking soda; it's not going to stain or anything. If, however, you feel you do that and it doesn't take the odor completely away, or you just are like me, maybe a little skeptical of how well it's going to work, Arm & Hammer makes odor eliminating powder products that are scented. And those are a little bit more heavy duty. They are, of course, on the other hand, going to have a scent to them. So you might not like that. The product is called Arm & Hammer Odor Eliminator. There are a whole bunch of them. They'll usually say for carpet and home or for carpet and upholstery. Any of the ones that you find there are fine. Use those just in the same way that you would the regular baking soda. And what do you think of them?
And they're good. They're solid.
Okay.
It's not, we've used a couple of their products. I think that they have one for litter boxes specifically, which is like the greatest thing. If you have a cat, you need to get the stuff you put in the litter box. It's amazing. But yeah, they're good. It's not something that it really, really stinks, but when there's just sort of that trace, you know, where you're thinking, feeling like, I cleaned this up, and it's not there, but there's just something stuck in the air here. When I had apartments that were carpeted, I found that just a sprinkle, let it hang out, some vacuuming, and that works. So yeah, it's not going to get rid of a heavy, heavy odor.
Right.
But when something's just kind of lingering, you're just kind of like, it vaguely smells like something living has been here.
Right. And that, and what I kind of think LW needs to do is I think, I can't remember if LW is a man or a woman. Well, I think LW. That's one easy way to do it.
Problem solving right here.
Should do another pass with the Nature's Miracle. And then I think buying some of that odor eliminator and just doing like a light sprinkling of it is probably going to be the thing. And then I think generally, like, you know, you said you use it on your carpet. If you're in a home with carpeting, so I think this kind of goes back to Jack with the beige carpet. I mean, if you're renting and you have a pet, Listen, you might want to just ask the landlord if you can pull up the carpet. Landlord might say no, but the landlord also might say yes.
Yeah, no, it's, I actually had an apartment where after I left and the carpet had been old to begin with, and then I'd been living there with my cats. And afterwards, the landlord, he tore up the apartment and put in wood laminate, which is something of all the rage now, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, wood laminate is good.
It's great. That's what I have now.
I like it, actually. I find it easy.
When you have a cat with a sensitive stomach, it's God's gift to
us. Yeah, because it's easy to clean up.
It's so easy to clean up. And yeah, so that's also, especially if you have that older carpet, that really cheap renter's carpet that they put in. It's renter's carpet in there.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, you can ask, but if, you know, if the landlord won't take it up, You know you're moving into this place, you know you have a pet, and you know that the landlord has your security deposit. So worth it to invest in the carpet deodorizer and a good vacuum that from time to time you can use the deodorizer just to keep things at an acceptable level. And also probably worth it to invest in the shop vac or one of those dedicated little the shop bots or the little green monster, because otherwise what's going to happen is the carpet is going to get soiled. It just is going to get soiled because you have a pet. It's not an indictment of you as a pet owner. It's just the nature of pet ownership. That's life. It's like I live in New York, so my windowsills are going to constantly be dirty. That's not an indictment of my housekeeping skills. It's just like I live in New York, of course.
Yeah.
So have those because you know there are going to be accidents. And then it may make life a whole lot easier when it comes time to cleaning them up and you won't have to email me in a panic. Although then what will I do for work if you don't email me in a panic?
So still kind of email her in a panic, actually.
Still kind of email me, exactly.
You could just use 75% of this advice?
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
I do. That actually leads me to one last thing I want to mention before Diana and I wrap up and go eat some delicious pizza at Roberta's, is that when I was doing the research last night about the vacuums, not the research about the vomit absorbent, I could talk to you all the live long day about vomit absorbent. I'm not going to. because I think you'd all unsubscribe. But when I was doing the research, I mentioned the price range of those Bissell models for the $50 to $150 range. And look, you know, $150 isn't bad. It's not the most inexpensive thing, though, that I've recommended. I think $150 gets a little bit on the higher end of things that I like to recommend for people. So I actually went and looked up just regular old shop vacs, wet dry vacs, that are essentially what these pet wet dry vacuums are, just without the name pet in them, the pet tax. And you can get a small shop vac for about $30.
Oh, nice.
So you might just want to get a shop vac. I mean, if you have the room to store it, the smaller ones are not huge. You can get huge shop vacs, but you don't, for this use, you don't need them. So if you have a storage room for it, I would say just go ahead and get a shop vac. And that's going to suck up, you know, here, the problem is you get the wet messes on carpet and on furniture that you can't, you know, pick up and flush with water. Or you can't pick up and put in the washing machine.
Yeah, that's always the really frustrating thing about wall-to-wall carpet. And I grew up in South Florida, the land of wall-to-wall carpet, it seemed. And yeah, that's just the most frustrating part. Because in theory, if you could just pick up your whole carpet and put it in the washing machine, wouldn't it be that bad?
Yeah.
So that's always the trickiest thing about it to me, or at least the frustrating thing.
Yeah.
So when, at least for me, you have the moment where, God, if I could just put this in the washing machine.
I know. Well, and it's frustrating for me when I get your questions, particularly about pets, and it's, you know, always begins with, I live in a rental with wall-to-wall carpet, and I just like want to lie down and die and be like, no, tear it up. You have a pet. Don't know wall-to-wall for you. Yeah. So in any event, on that note, Diana, it's time for us to this went by really fast. It's time for us to go and eat some pizza and catch up.
Oh, but I do love pizza.
I know.
Also. Sorry, guys. But yeah. I do love pizza.
So I want to say a big thank you to my guest today, Deadspin's Diana Moskowitz.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming out. I want to say thank you also to my engineer, Jack Inslee, and to sponsor, Culture City. Today's music was provided by Rec Tech. If you like what you heard today, and I hope you did, I work hard on preparing for these shows, please consider subscribing in iTunes. Please also consider leaving a rating and telling all of your friends about this funky little cleaning show that you love so very, very much. And of course, thank you to you, my beloved listeners. I'm Jolie Kerr, and this has been Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.